Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Look, every year we lose people. It just happens, you know. Celebrities pass away. It's just how it is. But you know, it's just always, every time we read about something like that this year, it just seems like a disturbance in the force, even more so than ever.
How so?
Well, we lost somebody in the force yesterday, David Prowse.
I should say
died on Saturday, 85 years old. He was the guy in the Darth Vader suit in the original Star Wars trilogy.
And I kept seeing people be like, oh, he's now a Force ghost. So is that what they say when someone from the Star Trek world, we lose them?
Yeah, that's exactly what they say.
Not Star Trek.
Star Wars.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
My bad. You know, you see, it's basically the shimmery guy. I don't know if you remember the movie, Steve, but whenever Yoda or Luke or Obi-Wan Kenobi, they're dead, but they still communicate with you, they show up as a shimmering ghosty thing.
I always think of that as like a hologram.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but
that's the Force ghost.
Yep. Yeah. The Force hologram.
Yeah.
And they all love Kanye. That's what it's all about.
who doesn't, BJ? Yeah.
Prowse also played the Frankenstein monster in a couple of British films in the early 70s. He was also in a movie called A Clockwork Orange, which was very, very bizarre movie.
Yeah.
I guess that's where George Lucas discovered this dude. And George said, hey, David, here's the deal. I'm doing this movie. Would you like to either be the tall dude that's in a black robe, or would you like to be the tall dude that's in a hairy furry costume? And he offered him both roles, either Vader or Chewbacca.
Oh, and he went with that?
Yeah, he went with Vader over Chewbacca.
That's a tough call. I wonder which one I would go with. If someone said, hey, you could be Darth Vader or you could be Chewbacca, I think I would lean towards Chewbacca.
He went towards Vader because he said, you know what? The villain is always more memorable and more fun to play. Though at the time, he didn't know he was going to be wearing a mask so nobody would see him.
Dude, I read about this. This guy, I mean, it's like a series of unfortunate events. I mean, yeah, he got to be a part of Star Wars, but unless you're a real, like, obsessive Star Wars fan, you have no idea who this guy is.
Yeah, he would show up at cons, and the deep fans knew who he was. But you're right. On average, you just always think it's James Earl Jones. I just had a guy text me yesterday when he found out about this, and he said, hey, I thought James Earl Jones did the guy. And I'm like, yeah, see, everybody, James was the voice, but they didn't know David was the guy inside the suit.
Right, so they didn't even use his voice.
And so that was another thing that, like you said, it was like, wow, they're not going to see my face. They're not going to hear my voice. This sucks.
Right. I should have been the hairy little guy, Chewbacca.
Well, of course, you don't hear his voice much either.
No, but at least he went into it knowing that.
Yeah, and you didn't get to see what he looked like either.
Did Peter Mayhew actually do his own growls there?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
Yes, this is him.
Yep, Yep. Sounds about right.
Yeah, that's Peter Mayhew with a gas problem.
Yes.
And Prowse said, look, I think James Earl Jones did a wonderful job, but I still think I would have done equally as well given the right opportunity. Oh, wow, James Earl Jones has got a voice. He has got a great voice.
That's a tough one to try and say. I get that you have to be proud of your abilities. But I mean,
we actually have a clip of what David Prowse sounded like because he did do the lines.
Okay.
And then they were dubbed in by James Earl Jones. So David Prowse, who passed away as Darth Vader, 85 years old, he believes he could have been as good as James Earl Jones as far as the Vader voice goes. And here's what he sounded like.
I'm tearing this ship apart piece by piece until you find those tapes. Find the passengers of this vessel. I want them alive.
I'm a member of the Imperial Senate on a diplomatic...
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take her away.
No. I hate to break it to you, man.
Yeah.
I know it's a touch... This is not a very touching tribute to be like, yeah. No. But I can't even imagine how... Maybe if we never knew what James Earl Jones was capable of, we would have just accepted him as being Darth Vader. But now, knowing what they ended up with, I think they made the better choice.
There was an ultimate slap in his face, too. Because, like you said, a series of unfortunate events. There was one time where we did get to see the face of Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah, where he takes the helmet off.
At the end of the movie, at the end of Episode 6.
I mean, like all melted and stuff.
Yeah.
He was pretty wrecked.
That was not him. They actually got a different actor to play the dude that basically goes, Luke, tell your sister she was right about me.
Did he piss off George Lucas at some point during this film?
I mean,
George really want him as Chewbacca, and then he's like, this son of a bitch wants to be Darth Vader? Fine. I'll teach him a lesson.
I don't know, man. You know, sometimes you do piss off Lucas, or sometimes he just decides someone's better, because there was a different emperor in episode 5, which was Empire Strikes Back. Now, they've changed that guy and pulled him out completely with all the redos that Lucas did, but there was a different actor that played the emperor. Of course, I can't imagine anybody being a better emperor than the Palpatine dude that we all know, Ian McDiarmid, but still, there was a different dude in episode 5.
So Darth Vader was a different, it was him as the body,
yep,
but then a different guy for the voice,
yep,
and a different guy for the face.
Yes, sir.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So three people got him, like, you know, got hooked up for those Comic-Cons.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's one good way of looking at it is, like, you know, Sebastian Shaw's like, hey, you might not remember me, but I'm the face of the Vader.
Do you think Sebastian and David, like, there was, like, maybe a little animosity, like, they both were, like, kind of buddies because they both hated James Earl Jones, because James got all the love. I mean, when you think about Darth Vader, it's like everyone talked about James Earl Jones.
Oh, definitely.
You're absolutely right. I don't even know who these guys are.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I know David Prowse, but again, because I'm a little bit of a deeper fan.
Sure.
But yeah, the average person I know doesn't know, because my buddy proved it when he was like, I thought James Earl Jones was Darth Vader. What the heck? It's like, yeah, there was like 100 people, apparently. I mean, there's a lot of Darth Vaders.
It'd be kind of fun to hear like an unfiltered conversation between those two guys and Peter Mayhew. I know he's no longer around either, but before they all passed, obviously. But here's a handful of people who became huge because of this movie, but really were never seen.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
They were beloved at cons, though, I will say.
Oh, for sure.
That. Yeah. And the dude, there was a dude that was inside the R2 unit, too, right, Rev?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little dude that would go around with a lot of those shots.
Yeah, I'm forgetting his name, but he also was pretty popular at cons.
Was he also in Wizard of Oz?
I don't know. That's a
good. I could be just making this up in my head, but
yeah, Kenny Baker.
That's
was
it,
the
Kenny
actor.
Baker. That, thank you, Rev.
And I don't know if he was actually. Oh man, he was in all sorts of stuff. He was in the Muppet Show as R2-D2.
Yeah. Oh well, that's probably why he was there.
Oh, and in Time Bandits. What a good movie.
Oh, that's where I know Kenny from. Besides Star Wars, yes, Time Bandits.
Yeah,
I typecasted the guy. It was not in Wizard of Oz.
He wasn't in Wizard of Oz.
There's a big difference in years too, right?
Yeah, there was a lot. Yeah, he was active from 60 on. Yeah, so I don't think he was
about 40 year
that.
Difference between Wizard and Wars.
But he was in Flash Gordon.
Yeah.
Oh,
he played a dwarf.
He's in some good stuff.
Oh, there you go.
He's in some good stuff.
There you go. Well, he's a sci-fi.
I mean, he's R2, so he's in all of the Star Wars movies, but there's a bunch of other fun stuff too.
Yeah, see?
Oh, that's neat.
So, I like that we turned this David Prowse memorial to
everybody but
the
David
Kenny
Prowse.
Baker appreciation segment.
Sorry, David, who passed away on Saturday at 85 years old. Sorry, David. That's just what our show is, though. We don't really give tributes to anybody very well.
We're really bad at it.
We try. Yeah. We really do. We recognize, but not very
just,
well.
It blows me away, like, how many he just kept getting, like, insult to injury.
To insult.
Like, it was just like, dude, can you at least let me be seen in this damn movie?
Nope, you're wearing a mask. We're not going to use your voice. Oh, and at the big reveal at the end of episode 6, we're getting a different guy.
Like, why couldn't even be that guy?
That's a really good question. You know,
George just doesn't like your face.
At least Ray
but
Park.
But he messes up his face.
I know.
Like,
I,
he makes it look terrible.
Right. You can't really be too ugly for that role. I mean, that's what I was thinking. It's like, no matter how ugly you are in real life, it's just less work the makeup department's got to do, right?
I'd love a peek inside George Lucas's brain for all this.
He's known for the, and if he doesn't like your voice, like Ray Park, now that's Darth Maul. You remember that dude from, they didn't like his voice. So that's not Ray Park speaking, and Darth Maul is not the actor who is going around talking to, you know, doing what he's doing. He's not speaking in that movie. That's another guy, Peter Serenefowitz or something like that, another dude.
Oh, good old Peter Serenefowitz.
Hey, you were pretty close there.
Yeah.
And don't ask me.
He was in Shaun of the Dead. That's all I know about Peter. I don't know much of him.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, and
was he a little guy in Wizard of Oz?
He was nothing. No,
he was
he's quite a tall fellow, sir.
Yeah, sure, you know what they could do in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yes, that's true.
Years, I thought Tom Cruise was tall.
Yeah. And look at this, huh? Was Tom Cruise in Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
Okay, good. At least we know that for sure.
Wow.
All right, well, let's look. We have a lot of questions, including this one. Did Mike Tyson smoke a joint before his big fight this past weekend? Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to Puget Law Group for giving us the Migs Report. And it's a special day because, you know, we haven't had a reason to eat unhealthy recently. So today is National Moose Day.
Oh.
Enjoy some chocolate mousse.
Like a chocolate mousse, not like the mousse up in Northern Exposure Land.
You know what? If you want it to be that, you can.
All right.
You know what? Hey, happy Mariner Moose Day. While we're at it. Yeah. Now, I don't know if any of you guys did this. I wasn't planning on it on Saturday, but then I just had that moment of impulse where, like, you're telling yourself, no, I shouldn't spend this kind of money on something, and then you just do it. And I did that with the Mike Tyson fight.
Oh, did you really?
Because, you know, he had this big fight. He's, like, 54 years old. He's fighting a guy that's 51, Roy Jones Jr. It's the Battle of the Elderly. But for some reason, man, it just triggered some nostalgia. And, you know, I grew up being a huge Mike Tyson fan, and I'm like, when am I going to get to see Mike Tyson fight again? So I just said, screw it. And I am so glad I purchased it.
I totally forgot that it was happening.
Yeah, it happened on Saturday. And honestly, like,
it wasn't even the Tyson fight. We'll talk a little bit about the one of the fights on the undercard afterwards, because that was actually the one that was made it worth the price of admission. I didn't even think it would, but it was so awkward and so epic. But first, let's talk about Mike Tyson's fight. So he took on Roy Jones Jr. The fight was 8 rounds, 2-minute rounds. No knockouts were allowed, and I guess there weren't any official judges. It was an exhibition thing. They had celebrity judges, and then after the fight was over, it went all 8 rounds. They marked it as a draw. But if you watch the fight, Mike Tyson was in control of this entire thing. It was almost like they just decided, you know what, participation trophies are happening.
Oh, boy.
It just felt that way. You know what I mean? It was like, basically, Tyson would come out, and he looked good. I mean, not just for being 54, like, just in general, he looked quick. I mean, especially when, like a year ago, he was 100 pounds overweight. He was depressed. He was just battling his own stuff. And then all of a sudden turned his life around thanks to his wife and and also thanks to marijuana, it seems, as well, because he thanks that as well. But he came out looking quick and had some quick punches. But as soon as he would get near Roy Jones Jr., Roy would just hug him and hold him for the rest of the round. It was pretty much, that was the entire fight.
That was the whole fight.
Mike comes at you, hits one real quick, and then Roy just hugs him. And then we watched that 8 times, and I still enjoyed it. It was still entertaining to watch because it was Mike Tyson in a ring again. And also what made it great was that Snoop Dogg was doing the color commentary throughout the entire fight.
That's beautiful.
It was a weird pay-per-view because in between the fights, they'd have random rappers performing, including Snoop Dogg. It was just an odd setup, but very entertaining. Mauro Ranallo was doing the play-by-play, and he's just a great play-by-play guy. He was doing stuff with wrestling, but he's also great when it comes to boxing. He's just very descriptive. But anyways, like I said, the fight ended in a draw, and you think, oh, Mike Tyson's going to be pissed. It was obvious he won this fight. But man, Mike is super chill. Here he is after the fight. He's standing in the ring with Roy Jones Jr. when they tell them that it's a draw. He's cool about it, but Roy Jones Jr. seems annoyed by the fact that it was a draw when he should be thankful that they even said it was a draw.
It's a draw. Mr. Tyson, what do you think of that?
I'm good with that.
You think you won the fight?
Yeah, but I'm good with a draw.
Why?
Because I entertained the crowd. The crowd was happy with it.
Right, we'll be back to you in a second. You happy with this draw?
Yeah, no, I ain't never said if I were to draw. I wear draws. I don't do draws. I like it. For me, I thought I did enough boxing on the outside to edge it out, but, you know, I'm cool with a draw. I mean, we just might have tried to do it again.
I wear drawers. I don't do drawers.
Oh, that's
that was
awesome.
A great line. Tyson was barely out of breath, it seemed like, throughout all of it. And Roy Jones Jr. looked like he just needed a nap.
Yeah, man. From your description, it didn't sound like it was a draw at all.
No. I mean, it just Tyson landed 67 of 193 punches compared to Jones' 37 landed shots from 236 attempted. So Tyson had 34% accuracy rate, whereas Jones had 15%. But whatever. And a lot of people are on social media saying, I can't believe it was a draw. But that it was what it was. It was just an exhibition fight, and it was fun to see him back in the ring again.
Yeah,
and
that's what you get for celebrity judges.
And then you're like, well, why does he seem so chill? It turns out, though, before the fight, apparently Mike didn't stop smoking pot. He even smoked a joint before the fight even happened.
Nice. Wow.
And here he is being interviewed after the fight in a press conference, admitting to that.
Have you already had a joint?
Yeah, absolutely. Coming down here. Listen, I can't stop smoking. I smoke during fights. I used to have to smoke. I'm sorry. I'm a smoker.
Did you have any marijuana leading up to the training of this fight?
I smoke every day. I never stop smoking.
Did you have one right before the fight?
Absolutely, yes.
How does the marijuana effect help you into the fight?
It's just who I am. It has no effect on me from a negative standpoint. It's just what I do and who I am and how I'm going to die. There's no explanation. There's no beginning. There's no end.
Did it help numb the pain a little bit?
It just numbs me. It doesn't numb the pain.
Everything about Mike Tyson.
It numbs me, but it doesn't numb the pain.
If there was ever a better endorsement for marijuana, it's Mike Tyson.
Wow.
Here's a guy who used to tell people that he was going to eat their children and blank them until they love him. Not the children, but the reporters. And now he's like, yeah, I'm cool, man. I'm fine with the draw. I entertained the crowd, which there was nobody there. It was a crowdless fight, which I thought was kind of a funny thing to say also.
Yeah.
But the best part, like I said, was Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg did commentary throughout the entire show. And at one point in the beginning of the match between Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr., they look kind of like they're like sizing each other up and they're bouncing around. And Snoop just had a great way to describe it.
Tyson all over Roy Jones Jr. Snoop.
Like two of my uncles fighting at the barbecue.
get your uncle out of the game. You go meet me in the backyard. I'm tired of this. Meet me back here, huh?
Yeah, there was no censoring of Snoop Dogg. He's cursing. He's having a blast on commentary.
This is very much like a prize fight.
But what I brought up was the fight before that one was a fight between a YouTube guy. I don't know if you guys know the Paul brothers. There's Logan Paul and Jake Paul.
Yeah.
And I think Logan's the more annoying of the two, but Jake's pretty annoying as well. And Jake was the one in the fight. A little while back, he went on social media just saying, I want to fight somebody. And everybody's like, oh, I'll fight you. I'll fight you. No one realized, though, that this guy has like a wrestling background and a fighting background. Well, one guy who stepped up to the plate and said, I want to fight you was Nate Robinson. You might remember him from the Huskies.
Oh, yeah.
Basketball player. So for like the last several months, I guess he's been training hard for this fight. But it didn't look that way. When he went out there, he seemed to have forgotten everything that he learned in boxing class. And he just like willy-nilly just was running at Jake Paul. And Jake just clobbered him. It was not even, dude, it was scary how much. Like, I felt very unnerved by it. Like, I was actually worried for the well-being of Nate Robinson. Like, wow. It looked like he might murder the guy. I mean, at one point, just he knocked him down several times, and eventually the fight ended with a knockout. I mean, he's just out cold.
Goodbye, Nate.
And that's, of course, turned into like some giant meme out there. Everyone's having a field day, and I feel bad for Nate Robinson, but man.
Wow, what a way to get back in the public eye.
Yeah, it was a tough one. And I guess even afterwards, Jake was wearing Nate's Knicks jersey and seen him pictures wearing that. I'm like, that is such a douche move.
Oh.
But that's kind of what Jake's known for, being like this kind of, you know, unlikable guy. But again, the highlight was Snoop Dogg doing the play-by-play while this fight was going on. At one point, he busted into like some just him just singing Oh Lord and things like that.
Oh, there's a feint from Jake.
Cody. Oh my God. Lord have mercy.
Robinson.
Oh, Jesus.
Snoop, talk about dropping it like
Lord.
It's hot.
Take
nothing funny about what's happening with Nate Robinson, but Snoop Dogg is singing the hymns. He's trying
good
to get
night,
the
Irene.
Mama Mia, the problem child proven to be a big problem for Nate Robinson.
My goodness.
And of course,
call the ambulance, pick up the people.
We need definite medical attention for Nate Robinson. And again, Snoop,
we'll be back.
This is why you don't play boxing, brother.
Nah.
It's the hurt business. And Robinson could be hurt.
Yeah, he knocked him out hard.
Damn,
it's
dude.
The hurt business. It doesn't look good. He just goes down like just a ton of bricks.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he's going to try and do it again. But since then, Paul has, that Jake Paul kid, he decided to call out Conor McGregor. So we'll see if that's actually going
to
happen.
You almost want to see that just to see Paul get his ass kicked.
Well, that's what everyone was hoping to see in this fight, and it didn't work out so well.
No, I guess, Nate, you just can't train that hard. And Paul's legit, obviously.
Yeah.
At least he knows how to box.
Oh, absolutely. Well, yeah, and also he's taking on a guy who completely threw everything he learned out the window during that match.
That's nuts.
Oh, it was awkward and awesome at the same time to watch. So Monday Night Football is tonight.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I forgot about that.
Seahawks are playing. It's nice to see everyone rocking their Seahawks stuff. And Chris Carson, big return for him. That's going to be huge for the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Also, Russell Wilson's fresh off his 32nd birthday. Yesterday was his birthday.
32, boy, that is kind of old in football years.
It's getting old, man.
Yeah, he is getting old, man.
It was Snacks' birthday as well. The guy on our team, Snacks Harrison.
Oh, okay.
I felt like it would be rude to wish, you know, Russell a happy birthday and not Snacks as well.
Sorry, Snacks.
Well, this could be a big game for the Seahawks if they beat the Eagles, because it could strengthen their lead in the NFC West, as two teams that we typically don't root for did us a solid.
Yes.
Both with game-winning field goals at the end of the game, as the Patriots beat the Cardinals 20-17, and the 49ers, with Richard Sherman back, he had a big interception too, they beat the Rams 23-20. We'll be able to check that out tonight, Monday Night Football, with the Seahawks taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. Last night, the Packers crushed the Bears on Sunday Night Football, 41-25.
Yeah.
And man, real quick, we got to talk about the Broncos. Did you see what was going on with them?
Yeah, what? That score was insane.
Well, yeah, they lost 31-3, but big part of that was they didn't have a quarterback. They had a practice squad wide receiver playing quarterback.
Is that what was going on?
Yes, yeah. Kendall Hinton. He played quarterback in college, but in his senior year switched to wide receiver. Then got drafted and all that, but then didn't make the team. He was brought back on the practice squad because they needed a quarterback, and they knew he could play quarterback, kind of. Because their three quarterbacks were exposed to somebody during like some, you know, optional meetings that had COVID. So they had to pull all their quarterbacks from the game.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
And like, you know, the Broncos are like, can we push back the game? And the league's like, no. Good luck to you. Find a quarterback. I wasn't available. Your son wasn't either.
Yeah.
They called both of us.
Boy, that's kind of...
So that's why they lost.
And who'd they lose to?
Oh, the New Orleans Saints, who are playing well.
See, that, you know the guy like myself, I mean, granted, the Saints probably would have won anyway, but still, you know, that's made that a very easy game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like, boy, that's kind of a tainted season when they don't get to push the game back. Other teams got to push the game back when they had COVID issues.
Yeah, I mean, we have a game tomorrow also because of the Ravens and the Steelers were supposed to play on Thanksgiving, and they didn't.
Because
the Ravens had some COVID issues.
Yeah, so...
Just shows the league doesn't like the Broncos.
I guess
not. Sorry, Caesar.
But you know what? As a Seahawk fan, and you're trying to get that, you know, seat, you're trying to get that bye... Mm-hmm. You kind of wish that you don't want the you don't want the Saints to play teams that aren't at full strength. That sucks.
I wish they would have flex scheduled that game and put it on Sunday Night Football. I wanted to watch that game.
That would have been a great game.
And the Bucs also lost, and I only bring that up because they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs. And shocking news, Tom Brady shaked Patrick Mahomes' hand after the game.
He did?
Yeah, I feel like he got in his head. You had to have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At some point, I know you have your blinders on and you stay focused, but at some point, somebody had to bring it up to him like, dude, you're getting crucified because you never shake anybody's hand after you lose a game.
Yeah, it was all over the media last week, so I think you're right. Had to get to his head somehow.
As far as weather, 50 degrees, it's going to rain. Thank you, Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spas, for giving us the Mix Report, and that's what's up.
Yeah, so we got Monday Night Football. Pretty exciting.
One texter brought up a good point. They believe that why they were punished and had to still play that game was that Denver broke the COVID rules because they were having these quarterbacks were having their meetings and they weren't wearing masks.
Oh, so they get the trouble is that everybody gets punished though on the other side of that. I know what the NFL's saying, but you know me, I'm Mr. Stats guy, and I'm just like, no, man. What if the Broncos? Because the Broncos, I mean, they I think they beat the Dolphins, right? The Broncos look like they might be good sometimes. So I was kind of hoping maybe they could pull an upset.
They're 4-7. They were 4-6 before that, but
yeah, I mean, they're not great, but they look like they were getting a little better. And like I said, I believe they upset the Dolphins, which was a big surprise. And I was like, well, wouldn't that be great if they could upset the Saints? Because that would help us if we were trying to, you know, get that bye. So that's all. You know,
they beat the Dolphins 20-13.
Yeah.
And I was fine with it. I was happy, actually, because I played COVID on my fantasy football team.
Oh, you got COVID on you. Oh, so COVID
crushed.
Big points.
Yeah. Good job, COVID.
Yeah. Well, you know, listen, bottom line is at least we had favors done for us yesterday as the Rams and the Cardinals both lost. That was good.
And also just in the NFC race, I mean, with the, oh, crap, I forget the team now.
The Bears you're thinking of? Or,
I was thinking the Bucks.
Oh, the Bucks,
Buccaneers, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't hurt.
No.
No, nothing hurts. I mean, anybody in the top spot in the NFC losing is always a good thing. That's why it's like, damn it, Denver, you and your COVID. Well, yesterday was, actually yesterday was Sunday, but on Friday, Steve did get this one right.
How many seasons did Full House have?
6.
No.
9.
No.
8.
Yes.
Ew, lucky
nice work, Steve-O.
Yeah, well,
good job,
yeah, nice work. You want a shot at beating Steve-O? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.